Guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebachen, president of RML Trading. And Bob, kind of a little bit of a reversal here in this wheat and corn market today.
Well, since Monday night when we got the crop progress report, came in actually what should have been considered a little bit friendly in the market. We did rally Monday night into Tuesday. Then, however, we ran into some technical resistance and probably got ahead of ourselves just a little bit on the market. I mean, I think the corn had, a 93, 4, 5 cent rally, something like that, off the lows from the 13th of May. And then some of the weather forecasts changed a tad drier, shorter term, and probably allowing for some more planting to go on, even though it's getting late here. So then we had Tuesday and Wednesday down, and then coming into this morning, Thursday morning, overnight Wednesday. And then we got into some gap areas on the corn that we left. I think it was Memorial Day weekend. So we kind of tickled them, and then we bounced off of those. So the beans also got into the same gap-type area. And we'll see now if that is an indication that, the market held a technical area, and we rebounded, and it looks like we're going to be up 5 to 6 in the corn. Beans will be down 1, but that's well after low. And then the wheat market was kind of a leader here today with the Chicago up as much as 23 at one point, Kansas up 12, Minneapolis up 18. Some dryness concerns in Canada, and as you go into western North Dakota into Montana, that's being talked about. Also, some issues in Russia, same drier conditions, and then Australia's had some issues. So a little bit of a weather market across the board here, nothing that really stands out, but enough nitpicking to keep the market on edge.
Are we pulling some outside money into this too, you think, or not?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, the funds were big time short in the market, so, I mean, there's a lot of power there to just, you know, get even, so to speak. And then, I would assume that new crop cash selling has been pretty light as, you know, people just haven't been able to get things seeded. So basis levels really haven't improved much here lately. But, pretty much all weather. And then once in a while you throw in a tariff story or whatever. But I think there's enough weather issue here that unless we get something here this weekend that totally changes that with rain everywhere, probably going to be the story here as we move forward. And then, of course, we'll get the guesstimates of how many acres got seeded by this date and how many acres got seeded totally and then any kind of weather later on. So, you know, that they say if you plant your crop in the mud, it'll be a dud. So it's tough for those that have been fighting this weather issue.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then the livestock side, that a little bit choppy, but nice to see it kind of recover here a little bit.
Yep, not a lot of news there that read through here, but we've had a pretty good sell-off there also. Live cattle down about $14 and the feeders, you know, about $20 off the highs. And hog market keeps bouncing around if there's some tariff issues, some idea, you know, with that disease that's going around that eventually the hog market should be well supported, so we'll see if that holds true. But we're back to the highs we had in December, and then we had the nice move up, and now we've come all the way back down again.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Nope. Tomorrow will be Friday, and of course, we get into the weekend, and we're in the time of the year that the weather will probably be the factor here in whatever direction the market's going to go.
Bob Liebachen at RML Trading.